This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A new look at inflation just in. Inflation was up again in March, and the latest sign the price pressures remain elevated. Sentencing for Alan Weisselberg begins this hour in New York. He's the one-time executive in Donald Trump's real estate empire who pleaded guilty to lying under oath in the ex-president's civil fraud case. He's expected to get 5 months in jail. The AP's Jennifer King.
The 76-year-old admitted he lied when he testified he had little knowledge of how financial statements valued Donald Trump's Manhattan penthouse at nearly three times its actual size. Judge Arthur Engoron said he found Weisselberg's testimony intentionally evasive in that case. Prosecutors cited Weisselberg's age and willingness to admit wrongdoing in agreeing to the deal. I'm Jennifer King.
More severe thunderstorms possible today as a storm pushes across the south. Hail, damaging wind gusts, flood, and even some tornadoes are expected from Arkansas to Georgia and point south to the central Gulf Coast. What now? Now that Arizona's Supreme Court says the state can enforce an 1864 law criminalizing all abortions except those to save the mother's life. The number of abortions in the state is expected to drop to near zero. President Biden calls Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza a mistake.
President Biden has been an outspoken supporter of Israel's war with Hamas. But in recent weeks, his patience with Benjamin Netanyahu has appeared to be waning, and his administration has taken a more stern line, rattling the country's decades-old alliance and deepening Israel's international isolation. The most serious disagreement has been over Israel's plans for an offensive in Rafah, and the rift has spiraled since, worsened by an Israeli airstrike last week on an aid convoy, which killed seven workers with food charity World Central Kitchen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The Air Force has been working on something new, AI-controlled drones. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air.
There will be a pilot with me who will just be watching as I will be.
I'm Norman Hall.
Kentucky's governor vetoed a criminal justice bill that would impose harsher sentences for a range of crimes, saying it would saddle the state with sharply higher incarceration costs. He said it would also criminalize homelessness. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.